I noticed at the beginning of your the press release that y'all sent out that it said you're moving one step closer to hopes of quitting your day job. Tell us, one, what your day jobs are, and two, if this sponsorship is actually going to move you anywhere close to quitting your day job.
Well, basically, right now, we're a property manager, self-storage
facility down here.
Okay.
As far as moving us closer to quitting the day job, it's a major step. We've been clamoring for over a year to get major media sponsors involved in podcasting, and it's finally happened.
Hmm.
Yeah, before it was basically just, people that sold computer parts or, iPods, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's kind of, we're starting to see the beginning of moving into, major markets.
And absolutely.
Paper for the
Mommy Cash just got $100,000 sponsorship, which is ridiculous.
Mommy Cash, and what is Mommy Cash?
Three mothers sit around, and they're house mothers, and sit around and talk about raising their children.
Wow.
And they got
$100,000
for just paper.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was definitely.
So, we're starting to see out there. Who was it? Kazoom just recently had an eBay auction for 10 of their shows. $40,000 sole sponsorship for the winner of that. And I don't remember who the company was that won.
Wow.
That's quite a bit for 10 shows.
And
especially for something we started in our kitchen a year ago as a hobby that we'd never imagined.
Podcasting, yeah.
We found out about that in a budget living magazine, believe it or not. It was completely
off the wall, odd place to find it.
And we had just got a free subscription to it, and I brought the article in and handed it to him. He said, "Do you think we can do this?" I don't see why not. We had the microphone, we had a sound card on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
We've both been blogging since around 2002.
Okay.
So we're very familiar with the WordPress and the PHP setup on the website.
Before that, we did a lot of video projects and audio projects just to kind of entertain ourselves and a couple of friends. But it seemed like a good progression to go to podcasting.
And did you have any sort of template or idea?
Absolutely not. We started the show, in fact, the first show we started, we were absolutely penniless. The state of Virginia had placed a lien on all of our assets that very
afternoon. It really is clean, we'll point out.
Yeah. And the first three shows were actually following that whole process of getting our money released.
Really?
And receiving an apology from the state of Virginia. That was really what kicked it off.
So the state of Virginia had held on, had your money?
We lived in Virginia for about 3 months in 2001. We ran a drive-in theater up there. Our employers were based down here.
Okay.
They paid us, paid taxes, everything down here in South Carolina. That was all appropriate. Well, Virginia, because we had a Virginia street address. For that 3 months, assume that we owed an entire year of Virginia state income.
And rather than trying to find us.
No investigation whatsoever. They it's all on the taxpayers as far as they're concerned.
Mm-hmm.
No attempt to contact us or anything. We came home one day. It was actually our anniversary. We came home, we were going to go get dinner, and put the car in the ATM, and nothing.
And we were like, what? There's money.
It just also happened to be the same night we had planned on recording the first episode. So it just, and then most of our episodes have kind of followed whatever's going on in our lives, along with a little bit of national and world news.
Yeah, right.
A couple of skits, things like that.
So did y'all basically go into a church and just kind of talk to
them? We just kind of raised hell for about 20 years.
Like Mystery Science Theater. That was kind of our concept when we did it, except to church.
Was to go in and basically, comment on what we were hearing.
And what sort of feedback did you get from the congregation?
I don't think we ever received feedback from the congregation.
No, I mean live feedback during.
they did come and stand next to us.
Yeah. We said on the show we were asked to leave, but that was a little bit. I believe we were probably about 5 minutes away from being asked to leave.
Yeah, I'm sure if we showed back up, they'd probably. You guys, meh.
Did I hear that there was a cigarette smoke?
There was.
And that was about the point they decided they would come and stand next to us to keep an eye on us a little bit better, but
It sounds like a cross between maybe Jackass on the radio and
we're big fans of Tom Green, and that was kind of one of the ideas behind it, was to do Tom Green as segment, and I think that's the last one we've done that was that, you know, offensive and dramatic.
Yeah.
Well,
we had a guy tell us that he felt as though he had been spiritually raped after
it. It's not an expensive endeavor at all. I think that's the reason so many people have jumped aboard.
All you have to have is a PC, and I mean, really, you don't even need a $20 mic. If you have a headset that, you know,
people can go out and buy a, you know, $100, 528 megabyte iRiver and produce a podcast with that, you know.
You
don't necessarily
need
the PC.
I mean, here I'm using a little iTalk on my iPod that cost me $40, I think, for apps, and then I'll be able to create one, you know, from this interview. What have you guys learned about broadcast journalism, quote-unquote journalism, from doing it?
Don't think you can't do it. We've been surprised at the number of places that we've applied for press passes to and gotten them successfully.
Yeah.
I mean, we've gotten into Atlanta's Music Midtown Festival.
Those were some fun shows.
DragonCon, the Podcast Expo. We were the only podcasters that weren't specifically media-related that got those passes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who else have we gone?
We did the PodCon that they did in North Carolina.
Is that where you talked to John Edwards?
John Edwards.
Tell us a little bit about your conversation with John Edwards.
That was pretty fun. We went to dinner with him.
There were dinner, about eight of us sitting at the table, and all podcasters.
Uh-huh.
And John has a podcast.
Oh,
and
I
that's the reason
that.
We were all
and
sitting down with him. So when we were in his hometown, our buddy Rob set it up so we could all sit down and have a conversation about podcasting with the senator.
Wow.
That's
cool.
It was fun. He was very nice. He took pictures with everybody and just all stuff there. It wasn't so much.
It was very informal.
Yeah, it was just sitting around talking.
Dive got a little shouting that sort of at Edwards.
Oh,
Miss Edwards, I was. Made comments on the show about the purple stuff that got put on the top of my barbecue sandwich and how nasty it was. And so she wrote me back, and we talked about, you know, we had tried to record the dinner and we weren't supposed to.
Oh, right.
All
the first
stuff,
thing she said
know.
When she walked in the room at the dinner was, you guys must be Nate and I. You the guys we can't admit we listen to.
John Edwards writes
that.
Yes.
She wrote me back after that show, and red cabbage slaw is a treat. So I wrote her back, and I was like, oh.
Meaning that was the purple stuff.
Yeah, the purple stuff.
Right.
It was the red cabbage slaw. So I wrote her back, and I was like, Elizabeth, you know, glad to hear you listening to the show, although that really didn't indicate whether you liked it or not.
You told us that you told me that you threw your first computer that you did a podcast with off the Cooper River Bridge.
It was hit by lightning on June 12th last year.
Uh-huh.
We had a funeral for it, so we just took it out to the old Cooper River Bridge before it was closed. It was, I think, maybe 2 weeks before they closed it.
Uh-huh.
Pulled the car over into one of the culverts there, took it out,
you're
dropped
kidding.
It off.
And
was there anything, I was going to say, what was the most surprising thing about when you threw it off the bridge?
The lack of attention that we got from the motors driving by. I mean, I think we have one person honk the whole time, you know, and I know if I saw somebody throwing a PC off the side of the bridge, I would just
be like,
y'all literally were living in a short
shack. Yeah.
It had been renovated, you know, so we had lights and running water. People always talk about that, but it wasn't
the tagline for the show. Our first 6 months was around the globe from our home in a storage shed at the beach.
Well, what's the future of this medium as far as you guys are concerned?
I think it's going places.
The fact that they're starting to get the major media sponsorship deal for the independents out there now. That this is something that somebody could at least, if not be able to quit their day job, significantly pad their income by doing something that they love doing.
Wow, that's very cool.
And there aren't very many hobbies you can do that with.
Yeah, and advertisers right now are looking for new ways to reach people, and that's the big thing, is that, you know, the traditional radio and television spots are not working, so they're going to turn these podcasts.
You're seeing it a lot now, where they're including, especially on television, including advertisements within the content.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's actually they're talking about sound advertising with podcasts now. Where we
sound advertising.
Yeah, that's a Curry term. He's trying to sell some Senseo coffee machines right now. Just see, he talks about it every show. You hear the Senseo come on. And
wow.
That type of thing, this concept, I think, eventually can help us all be, you know, be financially successful.
And we'll just have to kind of ride the bull and see where he takes us. I mean, so far we've gotten, I mean, I can't say that it hasn't been a success.
No.
We started off in our kitchen. We got flown to California for free. We've gotten listener donations. We've gotten sponsorships. I mean, so besides just entertaining and reaching the thousands of people we wouldn't have otherwise been able to reach, it actually has been fairly financially beneficial for us.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's starting to kick into the direction where it's more than just a small amount every month.
Yeah, we start getting the big names. Gives you hope.
Well, I want to thank you guys for your time. This is Chris Dixon and Nate and Guy Wilmer signing off for the Posting Courier, I think. Posting Courier, the first ever podcast. Thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you for having us.